Another tense Sunday in Hong Kong as protesters surged onto city streets and defied riot police who pelted them for hours with tear gas and rubber bullets. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
More protests in Hong Kong Sunday as authorities stepped up security around the city. These crowds are angry over what many see as an increased cycle of violence against them.
I'm very worried that today will be the last peaceful, legitimate, lawful assembly approved by the police.
On Saturday, protesters defied a police ban and marched against last weekend's violent mob attack by suspected Triad gang members. That protest ended in violent clashes as riot police waded in to disperse crowds. Authorities said they'd arrested 11 people on various charges, including assault, possession of offensive weapons, and unlawful assembly.
So we arrest him.
That is Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his National Intelligence Chief Dan Coats is resigning after 2 years on the job and frequent policy clashes with the White House. Mr. Trump tweeted Sunday that Coats will step down August 15th. He thanked Coats for his great service to the country. He said he will nominate Texas Republican Congressman Trump loyalist John Ratcliffe as his replacement. President Trump is engaged in days of attacks on the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore and one of its top officials, Congressman Elijah Cummings, after the African-American lawmaker assailed the Trump administration's treatment of migrants at the southern border with Mexico. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump called the 68-year-old Cummings, now in his 13th term in the House of Representatives, a brutal bully. This is VOA News. The woman who is supposed to replace